I came to eat. That's what Kirby said, and they did. They are number two in the country.
Our intent was to eat.
Yes.
And then
you
in
did.
The locker room, he said, we came to hunt. Well, that's right. I guess you got to hunt it, then you can eat it.
Well, they did a lot of that, Mike. Oregon is one, Georgia two, Penn State, followed by Ohio State, Texas, the U, Tennessee, LSU, Clemson, and then Iowa State. By the way, Iowa State is undefeated, so is Miami, and so is Oregon at
Sneaked
this point.
By UCF, did Iowa State at home.
They did. There are a couple of teams, again, outside the top 12. We talked about this. Indiana, they still have some tough games in front of them. They're undefeated. Pittsburgh.
Indiana's quarterback's got a thumb issue,
okay,
which requires some surgery, perhaps. I just read that.
So are the service academies, by the way. But with that said, and we know they'll play each other, Navy's got Notre Dame this week, so it's going to be tough. We'll see if they remain undefeated. Bottom line is, if the playoffs were to start today, we're talking about the top 12 teams, Notre Dame would travel to Texas, 12-5. BYU would be at Miami. Iowa State would travel to Tennessee, Mike, and then you'd have Clemson, LSU, LSU and Tennessee, should I say. Mm. And the top four teams, obviously Oregon, Georgia, Penn State, and Ohio State, if it started today, would get byes. That's not what it's going to look like. Somebody's going to win the Big Ten. Somebody's going to win the SEC, right? We know this because that could be a rematch with Texas, Georgia. We'll see how that plays out. And then you're going to have the ACC. Right now, they're outside of the top four, but Miami or Clemson's going to ultimately win that conference.
Could you imagine what it's going to be like if Texas comes here for the SEC championship in a rematch against Georgia?
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. Yes.
You know, tell Trent, no more college this year. I'm going to have to buy some tickets for Texas and Georgia.
I'll get the hookup there. I'm not even worried about it. I'm going to get the hookup. Bottom line is, for me, I want to see who emerges from, whether it's Tennessee, right? Because these are the teams that still have a legitimate shot, right? We're talking about the SEC.
I think LSU is the sleeper. I think so LSU is the sleeper in the SEC. I think they could certainly, and again, yes, they did lose to USC, but again, the way Georgia looked in that first quarter against Alabama, I think they're a much better football team. What you saw them do against Arkansas, not monkeying around. This A&M game, this is a huge game this weekend. This is it's a night game, too. A&M LSU is huge.
I agree.
And Elko, I know we like that hire when they took him from Duke because it's physical, and there's still enough remnants of all the million-dollar classic that Jimbo put together that's still there.
Well, just no clowning around. I mean, honestly, like Jimbo got caught up in the whole media and responding to people instead of worrying about the coaching. And, you know, Mike, he brought in a new OC. It didn't work. Like Elko's come in and there's been this revitalization of just fundamentally, who the hell are we? Like, let's get away from all this other stuff. They're playing really good football. They're 14th right now. They're 6-1. You're right. If they win this week, Mike, they'll be in the top 10.
Now, the thing for them is, and they get Alabama in Death Valley coming up on the 19th of November. That's the thing. Nearly every, you know, yes, there's a few outliers and there's some other, you know, games that are, even Vandy won. Hell, Vandy beat Alabama. But this is what just makes it so special. And that's why I'm excited that we can make even more special scheduling if we can just get the Super 75, whatever we want to call it, together and get rid of the patty cake.
All right, so that gets us to this next story. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Greg Sankey, Texas president, and you're saying, well, what's he got involved? Why is he involved in this? There are a variety of presidents that are discussing this, but he's been one that's mentioned because Sankey is obviously leading the way in this conversation. But his name is Jay Hartzell. That's a Z. And they've been talking about the two super conferences potentially playing games during the regular season. And Mike and I were saying, okay, this makes sense. You just saw Texas-Georgia. That's an SEC matchup. But we're talking about SEC versus Big Ten. So take out the non-conference games for Georgia and add maybe one or two Big Ten teams, Mike, in a season and see what that looks like. I like the idea. I don't like the idea if you don't expand the playoff because I think the schedule gets ridiculous. But they're talking about 12 to 16 games per year. So maybe each team gets a game, not one or two, but maybe a game. And you're going to have, you know, Ohio State play Florida. Or Tennessee might go play Rutgers. I don't know. You know, you're looking at these different games.
I was telling Carl earlier, we're kicking this idea around of, you know, you kind of take a page from the NFL and maybe your schedule is based. Now, if you are continually, perpetually in that top 10, you can't have everybody, you know, be a ranked opponent. The entire schedule be ranked. Throw in a Boston, no disrespect to Boston College, throw in a Boston College or throw in some of those other schools like, yeah, there's always some lower tier in all these Power Five. But just real quick, for Georgia fans, you're spending good money as a booster. You're now paying – eventually all these schools will be asking you for extra money for NIL. Saw that Tennessee was the first to adopt that. Well, what do you get for your money? Well, I get Marshall, Austin Peay, and I get Charlotte. I mean, come on. This is where, as I said earlier, Carl, I just – I want the, if I'm paying money as a booster, I want the best games. And the networks want better games because they want to just obviously kill it in the ratings as they did this weekend. Both games going over 10 million, nearly 13 million people watching Georgia and Texas.
It's a big, big draw. And by the way, the Texas president said the movement in the economic setting around college sports is widening the gap between the haves and have-nots. This is kind of where we've been, you know. Hartsell says, he told CBS Sports, whether it's good or bad, it's happening. So we've got to embrace the fact that, hey, how do we benefit from this? And that's why the Big Ten and the SEC are talking. Now, by the way, none of this is going to happen immediately, but the fact that it's even out there means that there is movement here. This is the direction we're headed in, and they're going to get everybody on board. The only thing I say is if Kirby Smart or any of these other coaches say, hey, this is great, but what's the playoff look like? Because if it's 12, I don't want to do this. If it's 16 or 20, you're still giving me a chance to make the playoffs with this difficult schedule that you guys may be laying out.